We'll now be hearing an excerpt recorded at the Smooth Winter General Assembly, where the results of the vote is just being announced with regards to the motion to support BDS. Following that, we'll hear an interview with one of the participants at the GA, and after that, an interview with Aisha Talreja and Melis Kagan, who are members of the McGill BDS Network.
So just before we announce the results, everybody, this week we'll be discussing some logistical things, but just a quick reminder that, understandably, because this is the reason for which a lot of people came tonight, please remember that regardless of what the results dictate, to be respectful of one another, we are still a community that care about one another, regardless of what has prompted this discussion to be here today. So please embody that in your departure and in how you treat each other. Thank you.
With all the votes counted, the motion carries 512 to 357 with 14 abstentions. The motion carries.
It's an amazing feeling to finally to see justice win. Like, I don't know. It's when you're on the right side of history, it's kind of like it's empowering when something like this happens. To like it validates what you're feeling. I don't know how to say it. I've never been quoted, so I like don't know.
No, that's fine. And there's still going to be the online ratification happening, but I think this is a. What do you think?
Okay, well, I've talked to so many people who have said that issues like this only divide the campus, and that the GA isn't very representative of like everyone's voices. So now we get the chance. So now we finally get the chance through the online ratification to see if, like, how well it correlates to, like, the rest of the universe.
It's a live recording from the General Assembly held on February 22nd. We'll now be hearing from the members of the McGill BDS Network that pushed this motion forward.
My name is Aisha, and I am part of the BDS Action Network.
My name is Melis, and I've been a part of SPHR since last year. And, yeah, also part of the BDS Action Network right now.
The motion to support BDS passed yesterday at the Winter General Assembly with 512 votes for and 357 votes against. So how do you feel about that?
I feel euphoric. We've worked for this for like 2 years now, and to finally see it come into fruition is amazing. And to have the whole student body voice their opinions on something so important, I think it's an amazing feeling to finally be on the right side of history.
Yeah, also, just the fact that, like, only 18 months ago, we tried to pass a simple solidarity motion with Palestine, and it was indefinitely postponed. And to see that today we had full BDS passed at the Sumo General Assembly is really amazing.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that passing this motion is so important, especially given the context that the Canadian Parliament voted also yesterday to condemn those promoting BDS? And it was a conservative motion that passed with 229 for and 51 against.
Yeah, I think the fact that it happened on the same day is pretty, like, amazing.
Yeah.
And I think, like, we gave a really clear message that students are against what's happening in Israel and Israeli apartheid. And we, like, just to think about what happened with South African apartheid, that a lot of countries for a long time were for the apartheid regime, and it was student activists who pushed a lot for the changes that happened there. I think it's really important that these two happened at the same time.
Yeah, definitely. Like, a common criticism I've heard of the motion and of BDS in general is that a lot of governments are, like, against it. But as Melis said, like, governments are against a lot of things that aren't, I don't know, they don't really stand for justice in a lot of ways. So I think having the two motions pass on the same day is, like, it's kind of, just symbolic of the student struggles and activist grassroots struggles and like institutional oppression.
All right. So yesterday when defending the motion or criticizing the motion, some people have said that this motion might be divisive for the student population at McGill and might lead to a rise in anti-Semitism. So what do you have to say to respond to that?
Well, something I would say is that the campus has already been divided because of McGill does hold investment in a fair few companies that profit off of the occupation. So, like, the student body was already divided by those who were obviously feeling the impact of that, of those abuses. And, like, I think by not saying anything, that's not really remaining neutral, and that's actually just siding with the oppressor. So, I don't think that this is a divisive motion, and, yeah, and you can say.
Yeah, and just to add to that, like, as organizers of BDS, we are very conscious of our own organizing and have had a lot of anti-oppression training and also just address anti-Semitism within our own organizing. So, like, we are, like, very much conscious of, like, what we do and, like, consciously make an effort to address that, and will, like, in the case of the motion passing online ratification, will also be very open to continuing that on a campus-wide, like, campus-wide scale. And, yeah, like, our, just, like, against any form of racism, which anti-Semitism is also a part of it.
Yeah, and then one last thing I would add is that we're not, like, our problem here is we're conflating, we don't want to conflate the religion of, like, Judaism with Zionism, and, like, they're not the same thing. And, like, there's a few really good articles that have been written about the same kind of thing.
And also, just one final thing. Yesterday, a member of the Concordia BDS, like, organizing group, was talking about, like, how since they passed the BDS motion almost a year ago now, and in the, like, in this year, they've had a lot better, like, conversations happening on campus, and, like, there hasn't been any rise in anti-Semitism, and, yeah, like, there has been a lot more dialogue between, like, Zionist students and, like, students who are pro-Palestinian.
Okay, so you also mentioned that there's an online ratification happening for the motion, so what are the next steps for McGill BDS Network?
So the next step would be, after the online ratification is passed, we would continue with our CAMSR campaign and our general educational activities, as well as, yeah, just, like, working more with SMU to follow through with their BDS mandate, and, yeah.
All right, thank you so much for having this interview with me.
Thank you.